Well, this last week I was having a conversation with somebody, and it led to the question, what does Scripture mean in Acts 13, 22? You don't need to go there. I'll read it to you. After he removed him, he raised David to be their king concerning, he being God, raised up David to be their king concerning whom he also testified and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will. And the question was, so what does God mean, a man after my heart? Because, I mean, he's talking about David. And I said, right, and I'm very thankful for David. So let's talk about what a man after God's heart is. What does it mean? You know, to be a man after God's heart, can I be one of those? Well, yeah, we can. Any of us can. It requires a desire, a true, sincere desire to want to be with God, to learn about God from perspective of building a relationship with God. It means loving God and loving the children of God, the people that God loves. It's to really have faith as we look at David. It's a man who desires to fulfill the will of God, to obey God from, as I said, from his heart, not from a situation of a quid pro quo. In other words, Lord, I'm going to go to church on Sundays. I'm going to give it to the, you know, offering plate. I'm going to serve the church in different things, and you're going to keep me out of that fire, right? So it's really, I mean, and we can laugh about that, but we sometimes that's kind of what the position we're coming from if we're off honest with ourselves. And so it really is saying, Lord, no, I want to spend time in your word because I want to know you. I want to know the God who chose me because I know who I am. And you chose me anyway. You chose me before time began, knowing what I was going to do. I want to know who that God is, who chose to love me first, chose to love me when I was still yet a sinner, chose to die for me. I want to know him. That's a man after God's own heart. I just wanted to look at a few of David's characteristics, character traits, in looking at elements that are consistent with being a man after God's heart. First of all, David portrayed a sincere faith in God. God, his faith in God was his anchor. If we look to 1 Samuel 17, think about it. His faith in God is unshakable. Saul comes to him. They're getting ready to go to battle with the Philistines. Here's Goliath, this huge guy that's going to create quite an issue for him. David hears about it, and he goes, I'm going down there. And his brother's not happy about him going down there. His brother's like, why aren't you home tending sheep? Because he's making him look bad. David's going, why are you letting him talk, these people, this man and these people talk about our God like this? Why is this happening? And so he's kind of putting him on the spot. Saul says, so you think you're going to fight this guy? What makes you think that you can do this? David's answer to Saul was, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. He had no question. He had experienced God's power. He had experienced God's love for him and protection for him. He had no question of God's love for him. He had no reason to doubt God. He had tremendous faith in God. A man after God's heart has an unwavering trust in God's love, in his power, and in his faithfulness. Secondly, obedience to God. We know that you're going to obey somebody that you trust, and you're going to trust somebody that you believe loves you. While David was far from perfect, which is where this discussion had begun, while David was far from perfect, his overall life reflects a desire for him to sincerely follow and do God's will. Again, we know he failed. That's why I find David encouraging. God was looking at his heart, his desire not to. Psalm 40, verse 8 says, I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is written in my heart. David really wanted to do the right thing. And he knew God's desire. But he really desired to do that. David's heart was aligned with the purpose of God's heart. And a man after God's heart desires to obey God. Again, not out of a have to, but out of a want to. Thirdly, he was not afraid to repent. And you can go all through Psalms and see he will confess, he will repent. He's not afraid to do it. Why? Because he wants to be pleasing to God, and he knows he doesn't have the power himself to do it. Repentance is a characteristic of a man after God's heart. David didn't desire to deny or minimize his own sin. He chose instead to confess, turn from it, and turn to God to change him. In Psalm 51, starting in verse 1, Psalm 51 says, the Psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. You remember the story. Nathan came to him and tells him the story about a man who stole another man's sheep when the man had lots of sheep of his own. And he tells David, it's like, this guy's got to die. And Nathan says, this man's you. And it's just, to me, it's a tremendous picture of how many times I walk in the ignorance of my own sin. And I can see it really easy in everybody else. But then I do something, somebody goes, you know what you just did? And I go, no, what? And well, you did this. And I'm like, whoa, thank you, Lord, for your patience. But that's where we are in Psalm 51. Verse 1, be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. David knows he's powerless to do this in himself. And he uses the word create in the beginning. That means you're going to need to make something out of nothing. It's not like I've got a car, I get it painted, I got a new car. You know, he says, you're going to have to start from scratch. You're going to have to create in me a new heart and renew a steadfast spirit in me. That's a spirit that's sustained. That's a spirit that wants to do right, the spirit of want to and not have to. David's humility in seeking forgiveness of his sin and desiring for God to change his heart shows a heart consistent with God's. A man after God's heart then desires to come clean with God and to be changed by God. And then lastly, David worshiped God. And we see the whole book of Malachi in worship and the way that we fall so far short in our worship. David truly worshiped God. Psalms, is full of David's love, his adoration for God. And in Psalm 63, he says, O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. You can just hear him saying there's no relief from anything other than you. Thus I have seen you in the sanctuary. I see your power and your glory. There's nobody like you, in other words. Because your loving kindness is better than life. My lips will praise you. Your loving kindness is more important to me than my own life. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. There's nobody next to God, to a man of God. A man after God's heart then wants to spend time with God, loves God, loves his people, has an unwavering faith in God, desires to obey God, is humble before God, desires to be changed by God, and worships God and God alone. My prayer is that we all be found to be people of God. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you that you have given us your book. You have given us the things that you want. You've shown us, not only that, you've shown us in living color your love for us, in the things that you do, the things that you show us. Lord, may we just be people of you. May we desire to please you above all things and anybody else. Lord, we thank you for loving us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.